Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 189 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still in the Occupations and Skills section, and ironically, because we're in the middle of the police occupations, which, as we discussed yesterday, are light on scientific and investigation skills and heavy on two-fisted action skills, today MDC is going to get a little bit philosophical. I've got a question for you to ponder. Can you be too much of a player character? The reason I ask is because of one of the police occupations on this page. We're not going to talk much about the other one, the police undercover officer slash surveillance specialist. It's a perfectly fine occupation. Undercover cop makes a lot of sense in Beyond the Supernatural, has pretty much the skills that you would expect, minus impersonation. I feel like pretending to be a type of person is important in undercover work, but other than that, no big complaints on undercover officers. I really want to focus in on the last of the police occupations, the police tactical assault slash SWAT. It would not have taken great insight to guess that Palladium would seize the opportunity to put a SWAT officer occupation in this book. Palladium loves guns and gadgets. It's generally pro-establishment. Palladium games are very enthusiastic about combat, but also about smart tactical approaches to combat. So the SWAT officer is going to tick all those boxes. However, when you think about playing a SWAT officer as depicted here, it's almost too much of a good thing. Let me tell you what you get as a SWAT officer, because this occupation, more than most others, really tells you who you are. Quote, "These are effectively the commandos and combat specialists of the police department. They deal with barricaded gunmen, terrorists, hostage situations, bomb disposal, and other extraordinary circumstances. Please note my outrage that this occupation still does not get the commando hand-to-hand style, even though the author has stipulated that they are commandos. Outrage registered. Moving on. What kind of occupational skills do you get as a SWAT officer? Automobile, naturally, you get a plus 10%, which makes you quite a good driver. You get demolitions and demolitions disposal. Detect ambush, another great skill. You can pick hand-to-hand expert or martial arts. Law, military etiquette, yet another hard-to-get military skill, even though you're not actually in the military. Prowl, radio cool and basic, running, sign language, you know those cool silent hand signs that you do when you're stacked up in front of a door and you're about to bust in and terrify some criminals or people who live near criminals. Tracking, and then some weapon proficiencies, handguns, rifles, and weapon proficiency, heavy military weapons. I want you to know we are not talking about, like, military shotguns. We're not even talking about M16s. We're talking about proper machine guns, light, medium, and heavy. We're talking about miniguns. We're talking about grenade launchers. We're talking about mortars. Yes, your SWAT training did prepare you to fire a rocket launcher in combat. Do you begin to get a little whiff of, like, could this be too much? Is this more player character than I want to take on? I'm used to reaching for the rocket launcher. I'm used to extending my grubby little fingers and wiggling them and standing on my tiptoes trying to reach the heavy machine guns and the rocket launchers, trying to justify why would I have heavy military equipment in a job that does not call for them. Here it's just like, here you go, buddy. Rocket launcher? Of course you know how to use a rocket launcher. You're just that kind of person. It's like when you're hanging out with a relative's kid and you give them something they're not allowed to have. They're happy, but at the same time, they give you that look. Like, are you sure? I mean, this is awesome, but at the same time, is this age appropriate? I don't know. I can't answer the question of whether the rocket launcher weapon proficiency is too player character for you personally. But let's move on to elective skills. Quote, select 5 total from the standard available categories, plus any electrical, mechanical, and military skills, all with a plus 10% bonus. Yes, that's right. This character, essentially, it is a military occupation, and they do get military skills, albeit as elective skills rather than occupational. But you can pick whatever you want. I mean, you already got demolitions, demolitions disposal, military etiquette. You already got weapon proficiency with goddamn rocket launchers and heavy machine guns. And now you can have up to 5 additional military skills of your choice without restriction, in addition to any electrical or mechanical skill that you want as an elective. So if, in addition to your terrifying combat skills, you want to be an electrical and mechanical engineer just on the side, that still leaves you room for 3 military skills of your choice. Or if you prefer to go in a different direction, this character gets a bonus to elective communications, physical, technical, and transportation skills. Again, you start to feel like there must be a catch. Like, well, what if I want to ride a motorcycle? Great, plus 10% bonus. Okay, but hey, the beat cop has bodybuilding. I want to be a bodybuilder. Go for it. Physical skills are right up your alley. Okay. Good. I'm good at killing. Great. Now we're going to a deeper level of wish fulfillment, power fantasy. Okay. I'll take the rocket launcher and I want people to like me. What if I can kill anybody and I'm super tough and everybody thinks I'm real cool also? Hey, communication skills, plus 10%. Public speaking? Performance? Hey, sing is a communication skill. If you've run out of things on your player character checklist, motorcycle, rocket launcher, kung fu, legal authority to hurt people, invent new and better weapons, you can also be a pretty damn good Irish tenor. That's artistic, but still on brand for cop. Now, not only can you kill and incapacitate motherfuckers on a daily basis, but when you take a break to go attend the Less Lethal Weapons Conference, you can get laid because you give a smooth presentation and you sing like an angel. What else could you want? Well, as a special bonus, why don't you just take a +2 to strike with all modern weapons and guns? Please keep in mind that modern weapon proficiencies typically give a bonus to strike every other level, so we're talking about 3 or 4 levels worth of accuracy bonuses from conventional weapon proficiencies just given to you to stack on top of your weapon proficiencies that you already have. You're just that damn good. You know, fuck trench coat horror. You can play Beyond the Supernatural like it's goddamn Doom if you're this character. Just open that sliding door with a resounding ka-chunk, cruise on it into the room, start blowing demons away with a shotgun. You'd think a SWAT officer wouldn't? You think an actual police tactical expert would try to avoid combat whenever possible? Quote, loves the thrill of combat and the idea of helping and protecting people. So you are a good person, per these rules, but also per these rules, you love to fight. In fact, under disadvantages, it says, quote, SWAT has a decades-long reputation of using excessive violence and commando tactics when, quote, softer methods might have done just as well without violence. So, advantage, you love to throw down and you do it all the time. Disadvantage, you love to throw down and you do it all the time. Do I want to be this guy? I mean, given that I'm not like some shitty little rogue in Dungeons and Dragons, and like I've got my little dagger and I'm always trying to tell the GM, like, I sneak up behind him and slit his throat, but I'm just being like a knife pest, right? I'm like, I am the total underdog in this setting, and I'm fucking with the GM by trying to stab this and slit that. I'm kind of a rascal. I'm kind of a little scoundrel. Here, you know, I have the full weight of legal authority. I have the technological advantage. I got all these weapons and the skill to use them. And the rules say that I love combat and am renowned for using not just violence, but excessive violence. It's like, where's the challenge? It's coming too easy. You're ruining it for me. But it goes a step further. And that's the dumbest thing on this page. To give you the background here, we got to go back a page to the first of the police occupations, the beat cop. Like the SWAT officer, the beat cop is canonically a good person, in some sense. You'll remember the text says, quote, loves the excitement and the idea of helping people and protecting the innocent. Just as the game prescribes that you're a good driver if you're a cop, it also prescribes that you love to help people and you protect the innocent. However, it further says of the beat cop, quote, dealing with human vermin keeps the character sharp for hunting supernatural menace. In other words, an advantage of this occupation is that you're more ready, more sharp for fighting demons and ghosts and other monsters, because your job as a police officer is to deal with, quote, human vermin. So, this is not the podcast, and I am not the person, to get into why, rhetorically and politically, you don't want to go around calling human beings vermin. But if we give this text a pass on offenses against wokeness, you can understand the point being made. You deal with people who have done unthinkable things in this job. You deal with killers. You deal with people who have victimized others in unspeakable ways. You deal with people who use violence as a tool in a way that maybe most people would not. So maybe that gives you some kind of edge in your habits in dealing with demons who are pure evil and sneaky and all that stuff. I don't have to think it's a great point, but I get it. We get the same note, in fact, for the detective slash crime scene investigator. We get something stronger with the SWAT officer. Quote, dealing with human vermin makes the character eager to exterminate the supernatural kind. You gotta think a minute to parse that. If you're a beat cop, if you're a detective, dealing with criminals and lowlifes keeps you sharp, keeps you on your toes against people who are really without a conscience. This is more than that. This is, more than other monster hunters, more than other paranormal investigators, more than other player characters, SWAT officers really want to exterminate monsters. Like, not just kill a monster who's been snatching people off the subway, but like take down a whole nest of them with a flamethrower. Exterminate their species so far as it is possible. Not only are they willing to do this, they're eager to do this because of their experience as police. I don't think there's another way to read this than just something about the way you see police work puts extermination on the tip of your tongue as the ideal solution to problems. And that's fucked up. It's just real fucked up. And here's the thing. Take a step back from any kind of political discourse around role-playing games. Take a step back from any engagement with the underlying meaning of the things we do in role-playing games. It's kind of a common joke, the idea that a player character's solution is to nuke it from orbit, right? The idea of like massive overkill, overwhelming violence as a first resort. It is a stereotypical player character way to approach delicate situations of like horror and suspense. And I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. Some people have really stressful jobs where they actually do have to be careful and measured. And when they come to the gaming table, they want to play the person who's just like, fuck you, fireball, fuck you, fireball, fuck you, fireball, over even the smallest inconvenience. And that may or may not be appropriate to a given campaign. It may or may not be disruptive to the table. But I don't think that person needs to go see a therapist and talk about the meaning of their fireball issues. You would think that that player and this character would be a perfect marriage. But I really think it makes it worse. You know, if I'm playing, I don't know, a paramedic, and I decide, like, this is an action paramedic, and so when I see a drawn, inhuman face looking at me from the window of a dilapidated house, I drive my ambulance right through the wall into the living room, jump out guns blazing, and end up torching the whole house just to be sure. Like, if I do that, and I'm a paramedic, I'm playing a paramedic who in theory is like a responsible individual, then that's like fun player character hijinks. If I'm playing a character who the book is telling me, oh yeah, this character absolutely jumps to the violent solution. In fact, when they encounter supernatural threats, because of their experiences with police work, the first thing they think is, let's exterminate every one of these creatures just to solve the problem in an absolute and lasting way, so that it's actually in character. Like, I get XP for this because this is what the character would do. It makes it dirty. Like, I want to be a player character. I want to play a player character, but I don't want to play a player character who is a player character. It's just like if I'm playing Monopoly, of course I want to be a slumlord, but I don't want to play the slumlord. I don't want to have a slumlord token. I want to be a slumlord, but I want to play the doggy. It just feels gross. It feels gross for all the cops to have this thing about like dealing with human vermin, especially when the rest of the text is telling me like, oh, you're a good cop. You love people. You're in this job to protect others. And also, you just fucking loathe those human vermin. You're thinking of them as you blow demons away. Like, it's just making me think about a lot of things I don't want to think about when I'm abusing my in-character legal authority to go demon fighting. This human vermin thing already makes me uncomfortable. And when you say the word exterminate, it makes me self-conscious. You know, I can't kill when you're looking at me like this. Anyway, I leave it to you. Maybe for you, the SWAT officer is just the right amount of player character. That is your call. For me, two-fisted CSI guy is more fun. Anyway, that is it for cops. All four flavors of them. Join me next time for a much more one-size-fits-all occupation, much to my delight, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.